Hello, I'm Carlotta Ribello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we head to Tokyo, where our Asia Bureau Chief, Fiona Wilson, tells us the story of one of the city's most iconic Buddhist temples, the Tsukiji Honganji. Here she is.
If you were trying to picture a traditional Japanese temple, it probably wouldn't look anything like Tsukiji Honganji. And yet this Buddhist temple in the heart of Tokyo is rich in history. The story of Tsukiji Honganji starts in 1617, when the head of the mother temple in Kyoto established a branch temple in Asakusa in Tokyo, or Edo as it was known then. Like so many buildings, that first temple went up in flames in the Great Fire of 1657. And when it came to rebuilding, the shoguns had other plans for the site and offered the temple instead a damp plot of land on the shore, which had yet to be reclaimed from the sea. The project was undertaken by the temple's devoted followers, and the new building, which was finished in 1679, was known as Tsukiji Gobo, Tsukiji meaning reclaimed land. That area is still known as Tsukiji, and it is here that the temple still stands, next to the world's biggest fish market. The main hall that was built for Honganji on the Tsukiji site had a huge sloping roof that was one of Old Edo's great landmarks and a beacon for ships entering the port of Tokyo. That building was destroyed in the Great Kanto earthquake of 1923 and was replaced in 1934 with the current building, a striking temple designed by Chuta Ito, an architecture professor at Tokyo University. The abbot asked Ito to build something inspired by India, the birthplace of Buddhism. So today, Tsukiji Honganji has all the features of a regular Japanese temple, the main hall, the bell tower, the drum tower, and so on, but in an unusual guise, borrowing motifs from South Asian temples. It has a round, copper-covered roof, granite walls, carved elephants on the staircases, and monkeys on the walls. The hybrid style continues with lotus flowers and stained glass above the door, and a German-made organ with 2,000 pipes that was donated to the temple in 1970. The temple is a lively place of worship, open every day from 6 a.m. The smell of incense is unmissable, and if you drop by in the morning, you might catch a service with 24 monks chanting. Visitors are encouraged to take a seat. Tsukiji Honganji is an important centre of Buddhist learning. Its style of Buddhism is called Jodo Shinshu, or True Pure Land Buddhism, and dates back to the 13th century. Today, Jodo Shinshu is one of the largest schools of Buddhism in Japan, with more than 10,000 temples. Last year, a new information centre and a Buddhist bookshop were added with a smart new cafe. The deluge of tourists now flocking to the fish market has increased the numbers of visitors to Honganji too. Guests are welcomed warmly, and services are held in English on the fourth Saturday of every month, a rarity in Tokyo. Lunchtime organ concerts feature everything from classical pieces to Buddhist songs and are free to all. Many visitors come out of Tsukiji Station and make a beeline for the famous fish market. But if they pause for a moment, they'll discover there is another piece of Tokyo history right in front of them.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Fiona Wilson for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Ribello, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.